Thank you for tapping in to In Her Bag and In Her Bible, Her Lesbian Lifestyle. And I am your host, Rhonda Jacina. And tonight, that's all I could say. So let me drop my contact information for you guys to stalk me. If you would like a free reading, tap into Facebook. Go to I Am Prophetess Rhonda. I am doing free Holy Spirit readings by appointment only. When you get your Holy Spirit reading, you automatically get the purchase for free. You don't have to pay for mailing, shipping, none of that. I got you. Just say you want the oil. The Holy Spirit oil, I pray over it that it gets to you safe. Once you receive the oil, you set the intention. You set what you need it for. If I need it for stress, if I needed to manage stress, manage anxiety, manage me being a stronger person, whatever you desire, that's between you and the Holy Spirit. You take that, you sit in a room, you pray over it, set your intentions, and you use it. I don't have anything to do with it. You have no excuses. I'm providing you with it and also a Holy Spirit reading, and it's free. So again, tap into I Am Prophetess Rhonda, or you can DM me at I Am Prophetess Rhonda. It don't even matter. I'm just making sure you get the stuff that you need to get your life together, to get you to the kingdom. Yes, you can say all this stuff. Well, how are you saying all this? Because you're gay. Ask God, because he gave me this gift. I'm using this gift. I am told to use it, how to use it, when to use it. I've been ordained to use it, and I will use my gift. I will give you nothing more or nothing less. But tonight, what I wanted to talk to you about, it has to do with friendship. It has to do with supporting your family, friends that has black-owned businesses, any type of business. Now, I've been doing Holy Spirit readings, and I'm getting to know myself and getting to know my gifts every single day. But when I tell you the most hurtful part about me birthing this gift to the earth is I have no support whatsoever. My mom, okay, it's understandable that she believes me, but she doesn't believe me. Because I never gave her a Holy Spirit reading. I've told her about it. We've talked about it. I know that you're not supposed to charge when you're doing God's work. I know my background work about it, but I don't feel like my mother really understands. I've looked it up. You can look it up. DM me, or my email is iamprophetessrhonda@gmail.com. I have never seen, heard of African-American woman dropping Holy Spirit knowledge just by telling me your name. I'm so serious. If you want to check out my reviews, go to my Facebook page. Go to my Instagram page. This is not made up. I ain't going to say I just woke up. Well, it literally happened when I had an encounter with God. He left me with these visions. He left me with saying that I am going to have you doing things that you would not even imagine. I get people saying, well, how do you know it's God? Because the wording that I'm using, see, right now you're getting Rhonda. If you ask for a reading, the wording would be much different. And when he says, like, you have four gifts. You have a gift of ministering. You have a gift of life coaching. You have a gift of prophetess. And the fourth gift was, and I had to wait on this fourth gift. And I literally went on a fast because I was just not getting it through prayer. So I went on a fast of the fourth gift, right? The fourth gift was always being on fire for me. You will always be on fire for me. And it's funny because through that, I've always asked God when I get into a slump or when I have my bad days and I'm not feeling myself and I'm just not feeling it at all. Because trust me, at the end of the day, I have a gift, but I'm human. When I get on my ministration, I cramp. Just like the next person cramp. Or should I say the next woman. So when I say like I go through stuff, I go through life, I still have to cry out to him. And that's what he wants me to do. So he gave me a gift to always, your fourth gift will always revert back to me. Never forget where you came from. And I respect that in so many ways. Like I respect it. When I say he needs for me to sit down and talk to him and open up to him, this is the most intimate, private relationship that I've had with a man that I know that loves me. Nothing can go wrong when you turn to God. And if you don't believe me, and I was the one that just prayed when I was feeling bad. I've always been a spiritual person, but I pray at night before I go to bed, in the morning. And that's what he was getting. Now, oh, I'm fasting, I'm praying. I don't listen to certain type of music. I don't indulge in certain conversations. When I say I've changed, my whole life changed as of December 13th, 2020. I am living with whatever God tells me to do. And it's like little tasks he tells me to do. And I had to let him know I'm here to be faithful. I'm at your feet with it. And you don't even understand how my life has changed. And when I say I get irritated, I get frustrated. And one thing nobody has ever told me, that the devil will try you. You can go to God. Your life, once you go to God, the devil is going to try you, because now you got another person mad at you. Minus your friends, the jealousy hits and you don't have time to go to the club. The club doesn't interest you no more. I don't want to drink. I'm living this way. Never think that is not another person doing the same thing you're doing. So you're not alone. So if you wanted to drop all your friends, trust me, you ain't going to be able to take them with you anyway. And I always wonder, like, why wasn't I the popular one in school? Why didn't I ever have friends like that? In all my life, I never kept friends. In my 40s, I understand exactly why he orchestrated everything the way he did it. And I get so emotional thinking about this, because I was never a lonely child. I just thought that people just didn't like me. So I played Barbie dolls by myself. I was a loner, but I had friends. But it was like when I was younger. When I got older, like in my 20s, I had like one friend, and then we grew out of each other. It was no bad beef. It's like we grew out of each other. Excuse me. She went her way. I went my way. She had a baby. I had some kids. And then like we'll talk every now and then. We'll pass messages. That's when like MySpace or Facebook was just starting. You know what I'm saying? And then now as I sit here in my 40s, a grown woman, I see why he didn't have me having close friends. Why? Because I'm going to have you doing things that you wouldn't even imagine, he says. And if I would have had those close friends, you guys, I could still do the work and I could still use my gift of prophetess, but they wouldn't have believed me. That's like me kicking it with you. I'm your best friend. And you like, read me. And it's like you feel uncomfortable because I know you. So why would I read you? Because all you're going to say is, oh, you just pick all that stuff up because you knew me and you knew I went through that because we talked about it. But just like I said on my Facebook, I don't know none of y'all. The most you got out of me is high, and you barely got a high. I am a to myself type of person. So now when I read people, You cannot say I knew that. I never hung around people. I don't even know you, chick. All I need is your first name. I don't need to know nothing else about you. You tell me your first name. I have it now where God has given me and granted me to say, if you have a question that you want asked, I can mention it in my Holy Spirit reading, but I don't know if I'm going to get an answer, but I am willing to go that far for you if you need to know the answer. So I have it where you have three questions to answer. I mean, to ask me. And if God gives me the answers of the questions, I will most definitely share it with you. And that's how I get down. And then I was, driving home from work today, and I was saying, like, to God, like, it's funny how your friends will post, oh, a new business or new eyelash business, new hair business, check out my friend page. But when it comes to, oh, check out my friend's page or my good sis page, she's a prophetess. Her name is I Am Rhonda Prophetess, and she will read you. She'll give you the tea on you. Do you think they doing that? After I've given them a reading? No. But the only thing that fills me up, all I need is God to say, well, job well done. I'm not looking for nothing more. I'm doing it for free, but I'm doing it for God because he told me to do it. So I don't trip off the money. But it's funny how, like, I get a lot of reviews. Now, don't get me wrong. Go on my page, check out my reviews. I get good reviews. Because I take myself out of the whole Holy Spirit reading and I'm just being used. I'm allowing myself to be used. Nothing more, nothing less. But it bothers me that some people, these new age people, they'll pay a psychic. They will literally pay a psychic. And I'm not going to sit up here and say I miss Polly Perfect, because when I was younger, or shit, probably like about a year ago, I've paid a psychic when I wasn't really like into God the way I'm into him now. I would never in my life pay a psychic. But what I will do is pray. So I'm not going to say I've never paid a psychic to give me a reading. It was really quick. I didn't understand nothing the person was saying. I didn't look into it. It was just like, oh, okay. But it's just funny how when you put that word psychic in front of it, I don't even know how this stuff works. It's like, okay, I'm charging you. Because I remember the woman charged me. It could have been like $15.55 or $19.99. It was something of that nature, but I didn't mind. Because you don't mind because you want to know. And it's like you'll give a shout out to a psychic before you give a shout out to me. And not even to me. I'm saying to me because I'm the only one woman that I know of, if you Google it, if you YouTube it, that does Holy Spirit readings and her stuff is accurate. That's what I can say. And it's like, what makes you so different from them? How are you confident? How do you know it's God? I know it's God because I studied him. I know his voice. I literally know when God is speaking to me. I'm the one to get the visions. I get the open dreams. I get the voices. And it all started with the vocabulary. The vocabulary that Rhonda speak is ghetto fabulous. The wording that I'm giving you, he always said, bring it down to their level. It's understandable, but it's still, me knowing me, it's still not my wording. When I first started, I was very nervous because, you're new in the game. Now I'm confident with what I speak. I was confident then, but it was like, God, please let this be right. Let this be right. And my partner had to tell me, like, why wouldn't it be right? I've gave her readings before, Holy Spirit readings. You would not have known anything. I never told you that in my life. It was about her childhood. You wouldn't have knew that, Rhonda. So it's like, oh, okay. Then a girl that used to be my best, well, she's my sister, so I wouldn't say best friend. She was my sister at the time we grew up together. And she was like, everything was on point. Now, mind you, I haven't seen this woman in years. Like, our kids are like 22 now. We're grandparents. I have not talked to this lady. And if it is, it's like hi and bye, like DMing, not a whole phone call where I would know your whole life. And I told her about her life and never had conversation with this woman before. And then it's like, I just need my reading to get out to one person that got a big following. And God told me, like, your name is going to get out there regardless. You don't have to wait for that big following, which I still do the work because he still wants me to brand myself. I will always brand myself because this is my brand. You know what I'm saying? But don't worry about how big you're going to get because I'm going to handle all that. So I'm just like, oh, wow. It's just like, wow. Okay. Like I've been not being on my podcast, just trying to get my prayer life together. Now, when I say I pray, I literally pray. Now it's like, I need you to sit with me more, Rhonda. I need you to speak to me more, Rhonda. I need you to spend more time with me. And I thought I was given all the time. When I'm watching a TV show, he'll be like, in the TV show. It's very clear. You're just going to waste your time on that TV show and you could be talking to me. That's what we're doing. It's just like, okay, you right. Like you got a reading to do. You could be doing your reading. Why are you watching that show? So when I start getting feelings like that, that's when I know I need to call a CEO meeting between me and God. And that's where I write everything down. And it's questions. I go in with an agenda. And I tell him, I learned that from a podcaster. I think her name is Tatum Tamia. I followed all her instructions. And the first time I heard him speak, well, it wasn't the first time. I'm talking about starting the CEO meetings with God. I listened to her podcast. And I think the next day when I was driving to work, it was 6 a.m. And it was like nobody on the highway. And I'm just riding down the highway and I'm just asking him questions. He's just answering them. Kid you not. And if you ever run across this page, thank you for the thesis. Like that really helped. So now like when I have questions, I always keep a pen and a paper on me. Because sometimes he could speak to me and it's so much to be said. I forget. Because he ain't going to repeat it. So I just be like, oh my gosh. And I'll just pull out my paper really fast and he'll just tell me some, it's like instructions, you know, and I'm not even playing. Like I've gotten my prophetess cards and he said, get some cards made. That was the first one, like get you some cards made. And it was like an old fashioned clock. So I'm like, oh, okay. Well, he's telling me to get a picture of an old-fashioned clock and then promote yourself from that clock, all in God's timing, you know, and it's a woman with a vision. So I put it together. My wife designed a card for me. She asked me, did I like it? I said, yes. So once I got the cards was on their way being delivered, I was going on a fast, I remember. And it was like a 24-hour fast and I was almost done. And he said to me, when he starts saying, okay, I need you to get, I just get a pen. The instructions was, I want you to get 10 cards when they get here, set them to the side, 10 white balloons and one pink one. When you get the cards, go to a specific place that you like and let the balloons go and throw the cards in the air and just smile. Haven't did that yet. because like on my next off day, I will do that. But it'll be instructions like that. I don't know what it's for, but I know it was God's voice and he told me to do it and I will do it because he told me to do it. At first, I'm like, whoa, we only got like 100 cards. You want me to get 10 and throw them up in the air and leave them there? And so, of course, I picked the water. Like, I want to go by the water. Love the water. And so that's like something that's on my to-do list. You know, I have the cards. I just need to go get the 10 balloons, 10 white balloons, one pink one, and take the 10 cards with me and go to a special place. It's nothing special to me more than the water. And it was like, don't ask any questions, just do it. It'll be revealed later why I had you do that. And so I'm like, oh, wow, okay, that's fine. See, I get clear instructions, but, you know, I pray, you know, to allow myself to keep my ears open to God and closed off to the world. Because he's going to guide me in the direction that I need to be guided in. And like I said before, this just shows me who supports me and who doesn't support me. And the work that he has me doing, people are not going to believe you. That's what he told me. People are not going to see you as a prophetess. People are going to take you as a joke. They may even call you crazy. So he's just preparing me for what's next. Have I been caught that? I haven't been called crazy because I'm kind of like very outspoken, and don't play with me when it comes to my father, because you'll get it. So there ain't nobody going to say that to me, but they may think that, but they're not going to say it to my face, you know. And, you know, at this point, I don't even care if they think that, because in due time, they'll see you. You don't have to make a name for yourself, Rhonda. I'm going to make a name for you. I'm going to take you places and allow you to do things that you would not even imagine. And every time I get sad, what I did was I printed out every review that I've done on a person. I stuck it in a like a envelope and I put it on my wall. So when I get up in the morning, I look at it. You can't miss it. And I just look at it. And then they're like, it's like a little book I made of. It's like a booklet. And I just glance at it just to, you know, that's my refill. I'm not getting paid and I'm fine with that. But every time I look at that, it reminds me of job well done. When I look at my videos that I done about having an encounter with God on my Facebook, I Am Prophetess Rhonda, it's job well done. And that was the most hardest thing that I've done, was tell my story when me and God had an interaction. I was scared. I was just scared. It happened. Then to talk about it, it brought up so many memories. And I didn't want to talk about it for a while. I was just devastated. I was shocked. And I did it. When I say I did that video on my YouTube, also I put it all on YouTube. It was on Facebook. So you can find it on my Facebook, my Instagram, my YouTube. And when I say I had to do that 5 different times, everything that could happen happened. The first time it was like the sound was down. The second time, it was something else happening. The third time, something else happened. Like the devil was not trying to allow me to get this out. And I said, if I got to stay home from work, I promise you, God, I'm going to get this done. After I got it done, and I'm like, it took. Like in my heart, I'm like, I know it took. But if I got to do it again for you, God, I'm going to do it again for you. It ended up taking that last time I got emotional with it. He told me the reason why the other ones didn't take, because you didn't represent me the right way. You told that story with no emotion, because I was so tired of telling the story. And when I finally allowed the Holy Spirit to come in and lead me, that's the one, and it took. And I was just like so shocked, so happy. When I hit stop, all I could do is cry. When it uploaded, all I could do is cry. It may sound so like, oh, that was nothing to somebody else. But when you trying to do an hour video of an encounter that you had with God and it was so emotional for me, it was like, I'm so drained right now. And it finally took, we got it out. I was happy. But my happy tears was crying. Like, I was literally crying and saying, I don't want to do this again. I don't want to do this again. Like, oh, my God. But I thank God. Like, and the Holy Spirit came in and we got it done. We knocked it out. And I know he was like, job well done. Because right after that, I think he just said, child, rest. I went on sabbatical for, I want to say, like 3 days. After those 3 days was over, it was like back to work. That same day, that morning or that night, 12 o'clock hit. And I think I had a bad dream about the devil trying to get me or something. But I was like, oh, my God, why am I having these dreams? And my wife, Shauna, said, because you're not on sabbatical anymore and work is work. And that just dawned on me like, wow. Like, okay, I guess you are right. Because that dream was like, it was just like a bit much, but I never tripped off like, oh, okay. It's like no more rest. It's back to work, sis, you know? So that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what I did. You know, I drove home. We drove home. We had rented a nice little room and just watched movies and just really had like a staycation. It was in the area. It was like 45 minutes away from our place where we live at now. And, you know, we just rented a room and got away. And I really enjoyed myself because I was really just stressed out. I took a spiritual holy bath and just relaxed and it was just very therapeutic for me. And it was like, okay, back to work, sis. And that was like a month ago, I want to say. I still have pictures. I haven't even posted the pictures yet or nothing. But that was just my little spiel for today. And I was driving home thinking about, you know, people need to support people more. Especially, I don't care what it is. If I'm selling plants, you need to support your loved ones just because that's the right thing to do. It's like I'm a church, like I'm not a church person. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not better than nobody. But, you know, my wife's sister, friend slash coworker, she just opened up a fancy sex store. And I promoted it. I know where to promote it and what to promote it on, which, like, I would probably promote that on my Instagram. But it's the point that I promoted it. I'm not going to not do it because it's of this. No, I'm not doing that. I'm the type of person, I will support you if it's right. And if you got to, you know, if it's not hurting nobody, why wouldn't I? Because that could save your marriage. That could be in your price range, one of those toys or whatever she's selling. Check her out. She's on Facebook. It's like Exotic Jazz or something like that. I'll post it, or if you're interested, let me know. But her prices is dope. I feel like anything to save your marriage, not anything, but little minor stuff like that. That's just like minor stuff that could be fixed. And if it's a bedroom problem, grab a toy. I'm only human. So I promote, she had a whole commercial and I played it on there. At first I was like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. This is drunk. No, I'm supporting my friend. She's been talking about this. She's there. So I'm her biggest cheerleader. I called her screaming on the phone. She like, Rhonda, what happened? What's wrong? I was, I'm so proud of you. I was damn near in tears. Because that's how I am when it comes to people that I know and I know that are doing good. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you. Like, you don't even understand. I am happy for you. Genuinely happy. And it's like, if it was more people like that, this world would be a better place. I done this one girl a reading, and I couldn't believe the review. It wasn't even a review. It was just like, oh, thanks. So I had to pray about that. It's like, God, I get refilled. My cup get filled when I do readings. It makes me feel good. I'm not charging, but it makes me feel good to say, hey, Rhonda, thank you. Touched on a lot of points. I really appreciate that. And, you know, you kind of get into detail. Did this woman get into detail? No, she didn't. She said about 4 words. And I wanted to be like, really go back to my old ways and cuss her ass out. But it's like, why would I? She just the main one looking at my stories, the main one watching, and the main one I'm about to have a block party with. But instead of saying, oh, congratulations, I'm really proud of you, you can't say that because your pride is in the way. And that goes for anybody listening to my podcast. If you have not said, Rhonda, I am proud of you, because you can't say I'm overcharging, baby, it's free. It's a click of a button to share and comment and subscribe. A click. And you ain't even paying me. Instagram will be paying me. Facebook will be paying me. Or YouTube. Or however it goes. But when I seen that, it showed me like, okay, I got you. I got you. The hateful part of me, not even hateful, but I wanted to delete her ass. Fast. I wanted to delete her. I did you a reading, and that's all you gave me. And I really, my feelings wasn't hurt. I was more shocked than anything. But then I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not going to delete this one, though. I want her to watch me shine because you stay looking at my page. And I know stuff about you. We're not going to even get into that, but I know. I know, that's what I do know. But would I ever tell her? Nah, we not doing that. Thanks for the reading. And all I'm going to say is, I know, but I'm not telling you that I know. But you know that I know. And it's not that I heard it from somebody, but I know. So when you want to be grown up and a woman about it, I'm still not saying nothing. Because it's none of my, that's not my business. You know how he was before you got with him. That's all I'm going to say. Period. And I think like 2 other people did that. And then, you know, after talking about it and just really like, oh my God, I can't believe they just did that. It was like, you know, God spoke to me and, you know, between him and Shauna, it was like, don't expect everybody to give you that big, outdrawn response like you've been getting. And I get it. But you, thanks, really appreciate it. Thanks for the Holy Spirit reading. I really appreciate it. You, to me, it's wrong. My reviews, especially with some how the work that I'm doing, I'm going to be like, oh, thank you so much. I like how you got into detail. Da 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 da. I would get into detail. I'm sorry with that type of stuff, but you know, just like say, everybody ain't gonna give you that. Everybody just gonna be like, oh, thanks. That's it. That's all you gonna get. Cause that's all they got to give. So it's just like, yeah, it's cool. And I just left it at that. She won't be. Yeah, it's just like, yeah, I pray for her. I'm just going to pray for her. It was very shocking because we grew up, not even grew up together, but we were in the same hood together. So, as I think about it, shit, I probably wouldn't have gave you a review either. I mean, because we didn't grow up together like that, but are you serious? And I just laugh because I'm like, I don't even want to give her. I wouldn't give her the satisfaction of knowing that I felt the kind of way. You know, but I'm not going to ever say it was a waste of time. And you may never be woman enough to admit that the stuff that I said, it was on point. It was a nice, oh, about 4 word review. Thanks, but no thanks. Because I know that you could have did better than that. But do I care? I care about all my people that I I care about all my clients. Let's put it like that. After I finish with the reading, days later, I will send you an email and check in on you. How's everything going? How you feeling? Not asking for a review. A review is by choice. But me checking on you is just, is everything okay? Is it anything else you would like me to ask? Just, I don't just like to drop people after I read them. I stay detached from the situation, but I still check in on that person to see how they're doing, because it could be a lot, because I don't know what I'm going to get at the end of the day. I can have 4 good readings and then 1 bad one. I don't know. So that's why they're like, you know, I guess some people are like, okay, well, if you're going to read me, I don't want it to be mad. I'm like, okay, so let's check this out. I can't tell you if it's going to be bad or sad or good or happy, because I don't know what he's going to give me. When my hand hit that paper, baby, I go for what I know. I go for what I hear. And I do what I'm supposed to do. So that's when it's been. So I just wanted to drop those gems on you guys for tonight. I'm about to go take me a bath and get ready for work tomorrow. I love you all. Check out my page. I am Prophetess Rhonda. Set up your Holy Spirit reading. DM me, whatever you need to do. And have a blessed day. Bye.